What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Happy fucking Monday. I'm a little bit late today, and that's okay because better late than never. Let's do some housekeeping. Make sure you are following me at brandonlynette.com. Sign up for emails. I'm going to send out that link again. Some of you have been asking about the new app that I have, the app that has vastly improved my mornings, helped me stay on track with my goals. And it's an app that's going to help you make money. Literally, you sign two people and it's $10 a month. Yours is free. So it is a great tool. And there's a little spot on there for journaling. You can do the talk to text, whatever, you know, works for you to get it done. It's been a really great tool for me. I literally just got back from the gym. This is my first week as a full-time stay-at-home mom again. So I have had kind of a rough couple days. It is emotional, and that's okay. I'm giving myself that grace to have my freak out moments, knowing that today I had to wake up and just give this to God, because I can't carry the burden and continue what I'm doing. I can't, you know, wallow in the self-pity and feel sorry. You know, none of that's going to serve anyone, including myself. So what is the next best thing when you're kind of feeling like your world is falling apart and everything is changing? What are the things I can control? I can control getting my ass to the gym and getting out a workout. Okay. And that felt really good today. This is by far probably my best gym day that I've had in a really long time. And I'll give you guys a little secret too. I tried a thing today, a little bit of pre-workout. No products, because that shit makes me sick. I just... energy drinks, all of that stuff, it makes me totally nauseous. I feel terrible. And then it makes me very fucking sleepy. So whatever wakes you up is going to put me to sleep. Whatever puts me to sleep will probably be like crack to you. So this is what I did. If it works for you, that's awesome. But you do want to make sure you guys check in with someone, because a lot of people have like high blood pressure and shit. Okay. I'm not trying to fuck with your system. This is just what works for me. So I'm not a doctor. Okay, I'm not advising you that this is a must, but I literally took some Celtic sea salt. I dipped a teaspoon in some honey. I sprinkled that salt, threw some dashes of cayenne on there, and I ate that before I left, and I felt good. So is it a combination of a lot of things? Yeah, I checked in with my app. Okay, my morning app. Let's go, baby. I checked in with that. I did the workout. I drank some water. I, you know, repeated the affirmations. My drive to the gym is about 10 minutes. So I, you know, just talking to myself, like, I love you, Brandon. I gave all of my worries to God. It wasn't something I could handle, and just let myself be in the moment of getting a good workout. And it was leg day. And then I crushed 10,000 steps on the treadmill. So that's how you do it, bitch. And the whole time, like, you know, last week was a little bit of love hate. I kept telling myself, oh, you already did a mile. Let's just be done. You already did 2 miles. Let's quit. I stayed for the whole duration. Okay. But it's easy for us to want to check out because we're so worried about the next moment and like what's around the corner. We can't just be in that present moment. And so this was my mantra today. Just, you know, this is what you can control. There's a lot of unknowns in my life at this moment and things I can't control. Okay. That's the truth of it. And we are obsessed about trying to control everything. And it just doesn't work like that. That was my rebellious era. Okay. I'm here now. I'm here and I'm present. And I'm like, all right, God, I can control what I do here at the gym. I can control that. I can make the choice to commit and keep the word to myself because my goal is 10,000 steps before I leave. Can I do that? Can I accomplish that? And how is that going to feel? And I just kept thinking how good it was going to feel to be done. And I'm pumped. Like, I still feel great. Usually I come home and I'm like, man, I want to take a nap. But you know what I did? I cut up a banana. Okay. This is as soon as I get home. I slam another 32 ounces of water, cut up a banana, took another teaspoon of honey and drizzled that on, sprinkled some salt and some cayenne. Cause bitch, I like life spicy. Okay. I like everything spicy. So cayenne's good for you. And it's just a win-win all across the board. I love the shit. Okay. And I made my neurotropic mushroom, coffee, which is great because it doesn't taste like coffee. Thank the Lord, because I do not like coffee. I've never been a coffee drinker. But when you start talking shrooms and neurotropics and all the things, bitch, I'm in. So that's the routine. I sprinkle a little salt in there. And if you guys are like, what the fuck is with all the salt? I drink over a gallon of water a day. My body needs it. Okay. My body needs the balance. I drown myself in water because it's so good. But I'm crushing the day and it's not even 9 a.m, you know? So new week, lots of changes. What can I control? Do the next right thing. As soon as I get my tea, I'm like, all right, let's get this podcast up because I did not do it yesterday. We ran some errands. We did some things. And I just knew I wasn't mentally and emotionally prepared to do it, which is perfect because at the time I would have been recording, the internet went out. So I was like, I jinxed myself anyway. So it wasn't going to work. But we're good. We have Wi-Fi today. I'm still working on that. We have another step to try with the company because the new router is not my friend. But it's fine, you guys. We're here. We're doing the damn thing. What is the next right thing for you to do today? You know, it is Mushroom Monday. I'm going to talk about microdosing because with all this change, with knowing that I have a lot to give to God, I just kind of wanted to feel anchored and loved and just more grounded in this present moment. And that is exactly what psilocybin does for me on a whole different level. And there's been studies. Okay, there's a lot of studies on psilocybin and what it does. There's tons of studies. But one of the studies tested faith. And they realized that, you know, psilocybin has been a powerful stimulant to that faith. It is, you know, people who were used to feeling lost, who were confused, unsure of where they fit in. This was the change they saw once they microdosed. So if you're struggling with that, if you just don't have that peace and you don't feel like you belong, this is it. Because some of the reactions, you know, people are like, I feel at peace. I've never felt this before. Life makes sense. Even the painful parts make sense. Are you going through something that just doesn't make sense to you? I say microdose, because everything starts to make sense. And you see it. You have this very vivid connection to where you can see that you are just as much a part of this world as everyone and everything else. You actually can see your value. It is like that mirror reflection. You see your value. And I know that it takes time on a microdosing level to get to this point. It does take a little bit. And it's a very gradual, beautiful change where you're just kind of in that present moment. This isn't the party drug anymore. It's not the party drug anymore. People are intentionally doing things like that hero's dose, you know, to get that huge experience. That personally is not for me. Okay. I love the people that can do that, but I feel very good in my journey and where I'm at. That might change down the road, but as of now, microdosing is it for me. It's it for me. So I can tell you what I'm experiencing now. I take it in the mornings on an empty stomach. And I can tell when it's kicking in. Cause I just like, feel like I'm being wrapped in this really warm hug. And then it's like the world slows down or speeds up to my tempo. Okay. My brain works super fast. I don't know how to really make sense of this. If you guys Google the movie Over the Hedge, okay, there's a squirrel on there that is fucking apeshit. And he's always going like 90 miles a minute. Okay. Like insanely fast. That's my brain. It's just fucking overdrive all the time. The kind of person, like, you know, there's moments that my brain gets so crazy that I just can't even sit still. I'm like climbing the walls. Okay. And they give him an energy drink. And then all of a sudden he's like in slow motion and the world is at his level. I feel like this is my energy drink. Okay. Once I microdose the psilocybin and it kicks in, it's like the world calibrates to my timeline. And this really is backed. I'll tell you guys, I do daily Bible reading. Okay. I have a schedule. If you follow me on Facebook, I can add you to this group. It's Bible Study for a Badass, but I have this reading schedule and the days that I read, cause I missed yesterday. Okay. I didn't read yesterday and I definitely felt off kilter. I was not okay. But every day that I read, it's like, you know, I'm spending time with God outside of praying, because most of the time people are just praying because they want something, right? It's not necessarily like just, you know, spending time with God, just like being. And I feel like when I'm reading, I'm getting to know him better. I'm getting closer to him. His words speak differently to me because I'm very intentional. Like, what do I need to hear today? When I do those things, my whole day shifts and everything's on my time. Like, I suddenly have all the time in the day to do whatever it is I want, whatever I desire. I feel like so many of you guys are like, I just don't have time in the day. I don't have time in the day. We all have the same 24 hours. How is it that Brandon Lynette is about to, you know, close out a podcast, gone to the gym, got her 10K, did a reading, did some journaling. I did all this shit before 9 o'clock. Okay. And I didn't wake up until 6. Okay. So I'm just saying, we all have the same 24 hours. If you really want to calibrate, you know, to the energy and vibration of your potential, microdosing is it. Okay. If we get a little sciencey, we're going to talk about how does this work? How does this work, Brandon? Okay. Because if you guys have ever taken like an antidepressant or anything like that, it enters your brain through the same receptors. Okay. The same receptors as like serotonin. And serotonin, you guys, this is that like feel good hormone. Okay. Serotonin is what is controlling your body functions, like your sleep. Okay. Your sexual desire, your psychological states. Okay. That means like it's in charge of your satisfaction, your happiness. What is the word I'm thinking of? Optimism. People with depression or anxiety, they will have low levels of serotonin. And so do people like it with PTSD. A big research study. I just read this study the other day, you guys, and I don't know how to share it with you because it's in fucking science terms. Okay. It's like complicated. I don't even know how to dumb it down, but it made a lot of sense because I could read it super fast. There's a study where people with cluster headaches, which I have heard is like the most excruciating thing you could possibly have. I had a pressure headache on New Year's Eve with my ear infections. I went to the ER. Like, I was in so much pain, and I've heard cluster headaches are worse than that. I could not imagine. But it is shown to aid in the relief of this. Okay. I'm talking anorexia, smoking addiction, substance abuses, all of these things. What they're usually doing is they get people on the serotonin, you know, the SSRIs, and this is going to boost the levels of serotonin in your brain cells. Okay. And what happens, I feel like, okay, if I can just express my opinion, because I'm not a fucking doctor. But I do think that they don't take into consideration what these SSRIs do to you. It numbs you. So you're not expressing those feelings and emotions. And if you guys look at the proof of what happens when we compress and hold on to our emotions, we get sick. So I feel like you're not getting better. You're just suppressing emotions that are going to end up exploding at one point or another, and you're going to live life through this numb state. I'm sorry. We chose a human experience here. We're meant to have feelings. We're meant to have emotions. We're meant to have these fucking experiences. Okay. The good, the bad, the ugly. We signed up for this. Okay. We want that as a human experience. What is the point of going through life numb? What is the point of that? So if it works at all, okay, it takes weeks for that, and you're just suppressing shit. Okay. This is what scientists have proven, okay, with several tests, different ways to test the brain, okay? And I mean, they're testing your alpha, beta, like they're testing fucking everything. What happens is that they can see changes in brain neuron connectivity within 30 minutes. 30 minutes. It has a dramatic effect on the way the brain systems synchronize. The way everything is moving and grooving together, they see that. And what's happening is like all of your default mode thinking, all of that default programming, if you are spiraling out of control and every day is the same and you just can't figure out what to do, like, you know, you're like, Brandon, I know you're saying do the next right thing. I just can't even get to that point. This is what you want to do because it's going to overwrite your previously scheduled programming. Okay. You can see that increased connectivity between areas of the brain that don't normally communicate well. You suddenly see everything interacting with itself normally. It breaks down normal boundaries. Depressed people are continually just beating themselves up and they're ruminating, going over and over and over again, the same thoughts, the same, all of these things. So what happens is neurons in the brain are sprouting new little communication wires. I'm sure there's a word for it, but we're going to call it communication wires. Little things that look like branches of a tree, okay? It starts to grow. You know how long they thought the brain had no chance at growing and evolving, that wherever it was is where it stayed? Brain is magic. The brain is magic. So psilocybin is actually increasing neuronal outgrowth, and they see it. They see this branching out. It increases the synapses, okay? This is where we're talking about neuroplasticity. And this is a little different, okay? Brand new brain cells, this is neurogenesis, okay? What's happening with these little branches that are coming, they're helping to build and solidify new circuits, okay? Allowing us to lay down more positive pathways, because once you start microdosing, you decide to approach life with this incredible gift of gratitude, okay? When you do that, your thoughts and your perspectives, everything calibrates to that. So there's intention. And I tell this to my clients, you have to set an intention every day, you know, setting the intention of like, I want to feel connected. I want to feel gratitude. I want to express gratitude. I want to be love. I want to show love. I want, you know, you get to calibrate to the vibration that you want to be on. Everything is energy. Energy never dies. Everything is energy, and you get to choose. It's like a radio station. If you don't like the station you're on, and maybe that's what you need to do every morning. If you wake up and you stub your toe and you're pissed off and you're like, fuck this, I'm going to have a bad day. I want you just to like show some static, like shh, and pretend you're turning a fucking knob until you find a station that you like. Okay. Every time that you stop, shh. Every time you do that, if you have a negative thought, I want you to keep doing it until your next awareness is a positive thought of like, you know what? It was a bad moment. I'm going to have an incredible day. I'm going to have a really great day today. Today's going to be great. You kind of compile all these things that work for you. I have spent a long time collecting the things I love and the things I don't love, the things that work for me. And that's all you need to do. The foundation for that, microdose some psilocybin. We're not trying to suppress our shit, okay? We're not trying to drown our sorrows in alcohol every day. We're not trying to drink poison to try to escape reality. We want to become a part of reality. And then let's go a step further. Let's learn to create reality. So you've got these new connections in your brain. You have new thought pathways. You start to realize the power and potential of what it is to become unstoppable. You start to tap into the spiritual side of who you are. And I don't know about you, but that's like powerful. You're not just a meat suit. There's energy. God is in you, ready and willing to support what you want to do next. How can you better represent becoming the best version of you? How do we do that? That's your question for journaling. And if you need some guidance, get into my Listen Bitch Facebook group. I post journal prompts every single day, Monday through Friday, not the weekends. I don't do the weekends. Monday through Friday, I post your journal prompts, okay? If you need a little oomph. But this morning app that I have, you guys, $10 a month. I guarantee you're going to thank me. You're going to thank me for the download. So make sure you're at brandonlinette.com. And if you don't get an email from me sometime today, so if you wake up tomorrow and you still haven't had one, put my name in the search bar because maybe I ended up in spam, okay? You've got to set C first. AWeber went through a bunch of stuff and Google did a lot of things. And I still don't really know if I'm current because I'm not very tech savvy, but I'm doing what I can. So double check. Just type my name in the bar. Make sure you're getting that email so you can get this app. Okay. And if you're someone who wants to make, you know, some money on the app by sharing it with other people, which why wouldn't you? We see a movie we love, we share it, we talk about it. Okay. Why wouldn't you want a little kickback on that? Same thing with just even Amazon products I love. I'm like, bitch, I want a kickback on that. I'm telling you what's really amazing. I should get some money for that. Okay. Speaking of money, this podcast is not monetized. Okay. Meaning you don't pay to play. I don't do a bunch of commercials. I haven't sold out yet. Who knows what's down the road. But there is a price, you guys. I want you to share this. I want you to share this episode with someone that you know might be struggling with that depression, with anxiety, maybe cluster of headaches, addiction, whatever that is. Share this episode with someone. And just casually today, why don't you make sure that, you know, someone that you talk to has downloaded my, you know, app, found me on Apple or Spotify, and give me a follow. I appreciate that because, you know, people, I don't. And I guarantee that this is going to be a place that people find comfort running to, okay? Because I'm going to help you get through this shit, okay? I am here to help you become the best version of you every day. One of the best pieces of advice I could give you to just stepping into that potential to raise the ceiling on what's possible in your life, because we may not have all been born into the same family type, you know, the same whatever. Some of us have to work a little harder. I'm one of those people, okay? Some of us have to work a little harder, but you have the same opportunity to be just as resourceful as anyone. I feel like a lot of people that overcome shit come from a rough start, okay? So maybe you have had a lot of things handed to you. Maybe it's time to take massive responsibility and start making a name for yourself and standing on your own merit. Maybe you've had to hustle harder and, you know, sacrifice a lot more and just sweat a lot more. You win. No matter what, you win, but we don't stop now. How do we keep going? I feel like microdosing is, everyone should be doing it. The world is psilocybin deficient, okay? Equanimity is a word that keeps coming up this week, okay? It's going to be my word of the week. And this is, it kind of means composure, okay? Equanimity is mental calmness, evenness of temper, even in a difficult situation. It's how you are able to be present no matter what is happening, whether it's positive, negative, neutral, without being reactive. And psilocybin is going to help you do that. It means you would have the same non-emotional reaction to, you know, doing laundry or eating dinner as you would with watching, you know, a bunch of puppies in a window. Emotionally, you're okay with whatever happens. And I'm not talking about being apathetic, okay? That's where we just don't care. I'm talking about not suffering or worrying needlessly. And I feel like psilocybin opened the gate to equanimity for me. Okay. This is something that has absolutely boosted my success because I don't give up on anything that matters to me, no matter how hard it is, or, you know, whatever roadblock comes or anything that comes in the way to try to discourage me or derail me. I keep going because that stuff doesn't break me down emotionally. And it's not that I don't have the feelings. I still feel the things. And it's been challenging. It's a challenging thing. And it's something that you have to develop kind of like your muscles, but it's doable because our whole lives, I told you guys, my whole life, I've been collecting things I like and things I don't like and working out things that work for me, picking and choosing the things that I'm happy to do. So we develop these preferences throughout our lives. And it's not easy to avoid being triggered by these preferences, but the more you practice, the more composure you can develop. Okay. It's not just a state of mind. This is absolutely a learned skill. It's not a natural talent. This is something I've had to teach myself. What are some of the techniques that you can try this week to just gain control over yourself and your life through that equanimity? Okay. I talk a lot about just emotional maturity. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to stop emotions in their tracks. Okay. Your mental state is constantly veering off in emotional or negative directions. So we want to bring it back on track. If you can stop the emotion in your track, that means you accept the emotion. Like, I had a rough couple of days. I accepted that emotion. I had great sadness. My last night bartending was Friday night. It was very emotional for me. Very emotional. There's a lot of components in that that I'm experiencing and I'm allowing myself. It's not just the change and, you know, the freedom of being able to go out and work this job. I genuinely love bartending. I would want to do a couple shifts a night for the rest of my life if I could. Okay. It's not possible right now. I need to be home with the family. That acceptance, there is disappointment there. Disappointment in that I'm going to miss that challenge. I'm going to miss, you know, just the adult conversations face to face. I'm going to miss the hustle. I'm going to genuinely miss all that. Okay. So I don't become that emotion. I don't wallow in that. I don't let it go off the fucking rails because I'd still be in bed right now, just feeling sorry for myself, blaming everyone else. This isn't fair. You know, holding resentment. Like, I hate my husband. Like, why do you have to do this to me? That's stupid. Okay. I'm not giving anybody power over my life. Okay. I'm not. So I accept the emotion and then I let it go. And what we tend to do is we judge everything. You create emotions when you're judging. If you're judging someone's house or clothes, you're missing the whole point of equanimity. Okay. It's about acceptance. The moment you are judging something, you're not accepting it as it is. That's it. That's it. You're not giving yourself the chance of acceptance. So this is your first task, okay, is just to learn to be present and aware of the minute you're judging something, you're losing composure. You're giving up that power, okay? When you want something to be other than what it is, you're not at peace. Peace is that acceptance of this is it. This is how it is. This is what it is. This is where I'm at right now. And not judging doesn't mean you're tolerating shit, okay? Right away, I know you bitches are spiraling and you're like, oh my God, that means we have to put up with bullshit. No, you don't. Okay. This means take care of your business, but do it without unnecessary emotional, you know, ridiculousness. You can, you know, wash dishes without being annoyed by that. You can, what's coming up for me? Taxes. Okay. Everybody. You could do your taxes or have a difficult conversation with just a calm and peaceful mental state. Eliminate the drama from your life. Okay. Eliminate the drama. I don't care if it's friends or family. If there is something in your life, your fucking job, I don't care if it's draining you emotionally. This was it. I swear, you guys, what brings me the most peace in my life right now is that even driving yesterday, we're driving to the farm store. My husband's like, I'm so happy. I am so happy. Like, I've waited my whole life to hear him say that. Okay. He had drama and fucking people that he worked with that were draining his soul, literally. And who pays the price for that? Your family. Your family. So, what was the best thing he could do? He made the change. He made the change to do what was best for him in that moment. And no matter what, we want to support the people we love. I am excited and happy. That's what brings me the peace for the situation that is that he loves where he's at now. He loves the coworkers and he's always taken pride in the work he does. He's happy. I've never, you guys, I don't know how long we've been together, over 10 years. I don't know, a long time. Okay. Never have I seen that man happy to go to work. You have to eliminate the trauma from your life. Okay. This should be viewed as a sacred space, your life. You have to be wary about who you're allowing to come in and stay. Control what you can. We cannot control people, but we can control the people that we're around. Honestly, if you have to quit your job, do it. Your spouse will support you and love you and honor your decision and show up where she needs to because she's a badass, okay? And she could calibrate her life to whatever she needs to in any moment, because she's a badass. Okay. And then you just got to practice. You guys, this is about practice. I want you to try to just like walk around with a smile today. Just being very mindful that you're in this peaceful mental state. And do I have a leg up on you today if you're not microdosing? Yes, I do. Because I am on the schedule. I'm on the schedule. I dose today. So yeah, I'm going to walk around with that peace. I have this calming mental state and it just makes everything beautiful. Like I see the beauty and the gift I have in just even doing household chores. Okay. I've got a laundry basket sitting next to me right now and I'm like, oh, no big deal. Usually I'd be like, oh my God. And it would sit there until there were three other baskets behind it and I couldn't get in my office. And then I'd be like, I didn't put this away grudgingly. Okay. I'm fine. I know my babies are going to wake up and want all the attention and be wild and crazy because they're babies. That's what babies do. When I say babies, my youngest is 5. Okay. My other daughter is 9. And they're the ones that are in the needy state right now. And that's okay. It's okay. But I want you to practice this mental state, just even driving to work, or maybe you have to wait in line to clock in, whatever that is. Start with easy situations and then start to challenge yourself. I promise you, if this is something that's important to you, if you're like, oh, I learned a new word today, equanimity, I'm going to practice this. I'm going to flex on this. I want you even to say the word a few times today, equanimity, okay? I want you to practice. Life is going to provide you lots of opportunities to practice this. I promise you. So if you're just listening to this right now and all of a sudden you find yourself in a traffic jam or there's been an accident and you're getting detoured, this is a chance to practice, okay? Not getting pissed off. Because what can you control? Your reaction, baby. Your reaction. When you feel yourself starting to become bothered, okay? Because we're used to that. That's our auto programming. You just relax your mind. I think focusing on your breathing. And honestly, I bring God into this. Okay. He's in everything. He's in everything. He's in everything. So right away when I start to get freaked out, I'm like, God, I give this to you. Take it. Hurry up. Take it like hot potato. I like throw it fast. I'm like, bro, I can't do this. And guess what? Like the weight lifts with that intention. And then guess what? Everything works out. Because everything will always work out for you. It has. That is the proof in your life. Everything has always worked out to you up until this moment. Equanimity is just the ability to avoid being reactive. So if you're still dragging your feet about microdosing psilocybin, these are tools that are going to actively help you, okay? When you have composure, when you can be cool as a cucumber, you're not attached to a particular outcome. My motto, my everyday thing is like, oh, let's just see what happens. And you guys, I love that. Like my birthday was last week. Okay. Last Thursday was my birthday. And Wednesday was Valentine's Day. I don't see my husband. I don't see him Monday through Friday at least. And so I could have been really super discouraged that we couldn't hang out and spend time because it was my birthday. Right. I just knew I'm like, today's going to be a great day no matter what. And I love that because anything can happen. That's what I told myself. Anything could happen. Just go with where you are. What can you control? So I woke up grateful. My babies were really super sweet and excited that it was my birthday. And what do you know? I had a college girl surprise me. She showed up and I was super emotional. Like, that's what happens if you calibrate to life and you're open to whatever happens. Magic shit happens. And I was open that day. I'm like, man, you know, my older girls are not here. And that's always hard on me. Okay. But I took it with grace and I was like, it's okay. They're busy. This is life, Brandon. We're all growing, evolving. Your husband's at work. It's okay. Just have a great time with the babies, right? We're going to hang out, play board games, play video games, whatever, color, play Barbies, whatever. And sure enough, this girl shows up and took me to a movie and all the things. And it's because I woke up not trying to control the outcome of everything. I accepted the situation. I didn't have any emotional reactivity. If I would have woke up feeling sorry for myself, if I'd have woke up calibrated to terrible energy, I don't think things would have worked out the same. And even if they didn't, it didn't matter. But that's it. Equanimity. Okay. Your word of the day. It's powerful because this is going to be what gives you the ability to persist and handle hard shit with ease. Okay. This is where you're open to success and you don't believe in failure because you're not emotionally attached to the outcome. That's your real power. Take it back, baby. and then message me so we can set you up with psilocybin and I'll send you your instructions and all the things, because microdosing is magic. And it's Monday, so I had to talk about it. So why not? I do it, talk about it, share it. Let's go, baby. Equanimity. Take your power back. I love you.